Ask yourself these questions. Are you fulfilling your potential? Come on, be honest. Are you fulfilling your potential? On a scale from 1 to 10, where are you at right now? 10 being maximum potential. Do you approach success as your duty and obligation? This wristband right here says, blue wristband says, success is my duty. Reminds me. I'm going to tell you something. It's harder to keep going after it when you have money than it was when you're hungry and you don't have money. Number three, would more success be good or bad for you? And number four, is your entire family on one plan? Is there one plan at your place or six? Or do you guys even know what the plans are? See, I know people with 6 and 8, 10 plans, and they don't even know what the plans are until you sit them down. They got 17 different plans going on. People say, man, Grant, you're all over the place. Dude, I ain't all over the place. I'm working one freaking plan all the time. It looks like I'm all over the place. It looks like I'm nuts. It looks like I'm disorganized. Trust me. There's one freaking spinal cord running through this system all the time. We're going to get more. We're going to be successful. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Okay. But I might not be as confused as you think I am. I might not be as scattered as it might appear. Because at the core of me, I'm working for one thing. If you answered no to any of the above, are you fulfilling your potential? Do you approach success as duty? Would more success be good or bad for you? Is your entire family on one plan? If you answered no to any of the above, your chances of success are doubtful. Okay, you'd actually have to stumble. Something bad would have to happen. You'd have to hit a freaking success grenade, a mine. You'd have to stumble onto one if you answered no to any of those four questions. Your problem will not be sales. Your problem will not be the economy. Your problem will be that you have not made a commitment to success as your obligation and duty. In sales, like in any other field, you must demand success. Otherwise, it will elude you and it will find someone else to live with. Success will cheat on you if you don't commit to it. Quit approaching success as an option, and your chances of reaching your dreams will rise exponentially. I can assure you that if you don't consider success your duty and live up to your potential and live up to your potential every day, then you simply won't live up to your potential. If success doesn't become an ethical, even spiritual issue for you, an obsession, a must, then you won't do what's necessary to obtain it. Many suggest that success is the journey rather than a destination. Trust me, after building 4 businesses from scratch, I can tell you that while success may be a journey, it is more important to understand that the journey is filled with many unexpected obstacles, and lots of people are on the same journey. Other people and obstacles will attempt to stop you from reaching your destination. But let me tell you something. If you think the journey is better than the destination, you're going to spend a lot of time in the journey and never get to the destination. I am highly interested in the destination. Those who make a commitment to success as a destination will last longer than those who are just on a journey. One of the great turning points in my sales career occurred when I finally woke up to the fact that if I was going to be successful in sales, not the best in the store, but successful compared to my potential and my industry, I had to make it a priority, a career, not a job, a career, a must, a priority. When I stopped thinking about selling casually and committed to knowing everything, when I started surrounding myself with books and programs, listening and learning and watching videos and clips, and when I dedicated myself to that as a profession, when I started approaching selling as a way to create success in my life, no matter what I was doing, as a duty, an obligation, a responsibility, a military mission, the obstacles that came with selling started to diminish, started to fade away. I began to see that my sales success wasn't for others or the lucky, or something that happened once in a while, or once in a week, or because I was in the right place at the right time. Dude, sales success started happening because I could control the outcome. Even the most fortunate, well-connected people among us, among you, must do something to put themselves in the right place at the right times in front of the right people. Luck is just one of those byproducts of those who take the most actions, who work the hardest, and are the most prepared. The reason that successful salespeople seem lucky is because their success naturally allows for more success. Their commitment to success actually creates more opportunities for success. Unless you're privy to the action, to what they're doing, you're privy, you understand what they're doing, you actually don't see other people that are successful. You don't see what they're doing. You don't see what Warren Buffett or Mark Cuban or Steve Jobs is doing. You just see the results, the destination. You don't see the moves he's making, the times he's failing. You don't see or hear about the number of times the top salespeople went for it and failed. oh man, that guy's got it made. That guy's lucky. Luck will not make you successful. Committing yourself to success completely as a military obligation, as like a do or die situation, will create luck, or what appears to be luck. You have to approach your sales success the way good parents approach their duty to their children. Honor, obligation, priority, whatever it takes. Being committed to your career, your product, your company that you work for, to your client, is a duty, obligation, and responsibility. Think like that. As in the chapter, the most important sale, you have to stay completely committed at all levels. Good parents will do whatever it takes for their children. A good parent, a great parent, will do whatever it takes. Get up in the middle of the night for your child. Clothe your children. Feed them. Fight for them. Feed them when you can't eat. Put yourself at risk in order to provide safety for them. Take care of them. Put your own life at risk to protect the child. What good parent wouldn't do that? This is the same way you must now approach your sales career.